I'm delighted to be in County Hall with Councillor Carl Marshall, who is the portfolio holder for economic regeneration. First of all, Carl, congratulations on the appointment. Just give our listeners a sense, if you can, the scope of the portfolio that you now hold.
Obviously, it's a new role that I've taken on in the Cabinet here at Durham, and it's leading on some really, really significant areas for the Council and on behalf of the residents we represent. The scope's fairly broad, so it covers transport, which includes some regional work through the Combined Authority on a regional transport plan. And that picks up a lot of public transport issues and funds that come in through the Combined Authority into Durham to subsidise bus routes and make sure that people can be connected to shops and to jobs and to leisure. It also includes work on the rail and the rail services that come into Durham and some of the areas around Durham as well. It includes work on the County Durham Plan, which is a massive area of work, and I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that shortly. So it's all of the planning and the day-to-day planning applications that come into the council come through the portfolio as well. It includes a little bit on European funding, which is part of the planning portfolio while we've still got it, and trying to maximise the opportunities that are still there for us through that. It includes the town centre regeneration, business support, trying to support new business, trying to support existing businesses to grow and create more and better jobs for residents across the whole county. And it also includes regeneration projects in villages as well. So it's a very, very broad but massively significant area of work.
As you are new into post, what do you then see as the key priorities for your role in the next couple of years?
So the key priorities are trying to create bigger, better jobs, helping businesses that are here and establishing County Durham to grow, trying to attract new business to the county, and really trying to take some sort of ownership over our own destiny, really, at a time where the council has been absolutely crucified by cuts from the Tory government. It's really important that there's some areas of work that we can grasp the nettle and really try to take the county forward, because despite those cuts, there are opportunities, and by working with our partners in the business sector, we need to try and exploit those and try and help businesses that want to come to the North East to come to Durham and to grow and develop here.
I suppose one of the real success stories around this is the recent arrival of Hitachi Rail and the significant investment that's taking place in Aycliffe Business Park.
Yeah, so we've seen a massive growth on what was already a large business park, but we've seen many opportunities taken up in the supply chain for Hitachi. It's a massive employer in County Durham, employing a lot of people, not just from Newton Aycliffe, but from around the county and from outside of Durham as well for the region. So we continue to work with Hitachi as they start to grow and the trains and the new stock start to roll off their production lines.
One of the other real success stories in County Durham has been the development of Net Park, and we're seeing another significant growth phase being implemented now, and involvement with the space sector as well. This must be another really exciting opportunity to bring some really high value jobs to the county.
Yeah, and as I've taken on the new role, I was obviously already aware of some of the work that was going on in Net Park, and I think that from my point of view, find out some of the real innovation and high tech products that are being developed and produced around Net Park and around the county. They're really, really inspiring for the next generation coming through. And really, you know, to find out that there's products that have been designed and manufactured in County Durham, part of the International Space Station, and playing a role in the sort of the military. It's absolutely outstanding, the type of products that we're developing and producing here in County Durham.
One thing that I was quite surprised about, and that should be shame on me, is that County Durham actually has quite a significant number of manufacturing jobs.
Yeah, and manufacturing's obviously always played a large part of the employment available within the county, and we have really, really strong links into those businesses to try and help them develop and grow the products.
One of the things you mentioned earlier, Carl, was your responsibility for the County Durham Plan. Now, this is a strategy which has had some significant challenges, shall we say, in its development. Where are we currently with the development of the County Durham plan?
So I think the council and the residents and businesses in the county were really, really disappointed at the inspector's decision not to accept our proposals for the County Durham plan, but we've had to move on. Well, I'm expecting a report to come forward in the autumn to try and get the County Durham plan back on track. We've continued to work with the government over the past few months to see how we can develop the plan, and it's really, really important for us as a county to make sure that we've got a plan that helps us to realise our ambitions for jobs and growth and for housing. So it's really, really important that when that comes forward, that as a county we're allowed to have the right type of ambition, because some of the signals that have been coming out of government nationally around the recent housing white paper, for example, have done nothing but put proposals out that I think it could stop us realising that ambition. So on one hand, the government is saying that you need to produce a plan that shows ambition and develops jobs and growth within your area. And on the other hand, we had a plan inspector that was saying you're being too ambitious. I, for one, want to be as ambitious as we can as a council. We need to show our ambition to help businesses relocate, to develop and to grow and to produce the jobs and the right mix of jobs and housing.
That was John Atkinson in conversation with Councillor Carl Marshall, the holder of the portfolio for economic regeneration here in County Durham.